Well, we look forward to another afternoon together, and it's nice that there are four in these seats with Brother Sam Headley arriving, so we are all happy as well in the front row now. There were a couple of questions that I'll mention, and we'll try to address those before we start. Just a quick overview for those who have just arrived or did not hear earlier the outline as a week at a glance. This theme of the disciplines of the disciple began on Sunday with an overview of this concept of being disciples who are imitating the Lord and are following not only his steps, but also the details of those steps, what he did and how we should structure our response in a sense. We were talking before the conference, the attraction devotionally, but also the rigor of being a disciple. And so on Tuesday, the second study, the discussion was about Bible study, and yesterday was about prayer. Today will be about stewardship and service. Tomorrow will be about worship. There are two good questions in the box. I'll read them, and they'll be addressed briefly before we begin our topic about stewardship and service. The first one is, can you talk about the difference between praying to God and praying to the Lord Jesus? And Brother Mark is going to address that briefly.
The question of, is there a difference between praying to God and praying to the Lord Jesus? There's a verse that I just draw your attention to in John chapter 5. No. Yeah, John chapter 5, verse 23, it says that all should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. So when we pray, we have ample examples in the scriptures of prayers that were addressed to God the Father. You can think of the Apostle Paul's prayer in Ephesians, I bow my knee to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, as he would pray for the brethren and the assembly in Ephesus. And then the Apostle Paul, when he was praying about his own personal concerns, he would say, I besought the Lord three times. And so the have in the scripture the examples of addressing both God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, because they are divine persons, because the Son is to be honored as the Father is honored. Praying to the Father and to the Son are clearly appropriate. What we don't have is an example or a model in the scriptures of addressing the Holy Spirit. And we understand that because the Holy Spirit draws no attention to himself. According to John's gospel, his whole ministry is the promotion of the Lord Jesus Christ. So both can be addressed in prayer.
Maybe just say that as far as the difference between addressing them, it is good to be, could we say, attentive to the expressions we use. For example, if we are addressing God as Father and then we speak about the sufferings on the cross, that's a little, I don't want to say unintelligent, that sounds a little bit rude, but we're just not being attentive maybe to what we're saying, right? It's good to think of God, there's only one God. The way we're addressing him, the character that we're addressing him, we would address him in that character, the Father who provides, the Father who cares, the Father who chastens and disciplines, the Son who has suffered, the Son who has redeemed us, the Son who is our model. And so we might say that about differences. The second question is this. Please speak briefly about fasting. When do we do it, and how do we do it? The topic of fasting came up just was touched on at the end yesterday in the context of prayer. The scriptures obviously speak about it, and this questioner just asks a little bit more about when we do, when we would fast and how fasting would be done. I'll just say very quickly that one thing that always helped me, that the occasions of fasting, there were scheduled events, and there were sad occasions, and there were serious concerns. Sometimes they were just calendar events, particularly obviously in the Old Testament time. And there were sad occasions that someone was just so grief-stricken that they just didn't eat. And then serious concerns where because of a an observation of something that was of great concern, there would be fasting and prayer specifically. Tim is going to say a little bit more about this.